in Tafri Sadi, Sif Hey. Kro'oseirugin. If you read it in with interruptions. The Haino Shaposik Bo, he interrupted. Rashaw, and he waited, and then he went, and he continued from where he had interrupted. Even if that interruption was enough time, it would take for a person to normally read the whole Megillah. You saw Yotze. The fact there's a large interruption in the middle. So normally, the definition of an interruption is it's the equivalent of the time it would take to complete the whole item that you're dealing with. So it's. Your mafsa in the middle of Shema, the time it takes to read Shema. Your mafsa in the middle of Birchus Kriya Shema, the time it takes for that. Your mafsa in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So here we're talking about mafsa in the middle of the Megillah, the time it takes to read a Megillah. Okay, now, furthermore, the Ramah at the Filosofman time, even if he spoke during that time, he wasn't quiet, he interrupted with speech. He still Yotze. Miogarid, Ramisha Sokhman time. But we're going to discourage strongly. We're going to be gavre. We're going to yell at the person who speaks during the Megillah. Because the moment is in the top right side of base. Mishnah Brura. So cut your zayin. Feel shocked. Ligmar is cool. Right to learn. Shayachol bezman hazeh. Ligmar call the Megillah mirashat zayfer. So the time that he waited, it was enough time to complete the whole Megillah from beginning to end. Yotza. Now, comes along the Mishnah Berurah and that's like this. Let's differentiate between the two types of interruption. Interruption where a person chose to stop reading. An interruption where the person was forced to stop reading due to the situation. So, in one sense, you say, well, if it wasn't his fault, it's not his fault. On the other hand, an interruption which the situation is causing an interruption is more significant than a person choosing not to read, at which any moment he could continue reading if he so desired. So in Halacha, we look at a Shoah Machmas Oinus, a interruption due to the situation being not acceptable, but that there's something causing the interruption, is worse in Halacha than a Shoah when a person chose just not to read, not to continue. Okay? Is a case where a person waited due to the circumstances. The Kaimelon the Ale Basim and Semachestan and Kriyashma, the Khoz of the Rush, we pass our Kriyashma and saw the case of Shomach Masonis. He has to go back to the beginning of Kriyashma. Who I didn't halka the Khoz of recovery. He would have to start over again from the beginning. So, for example, let's say a person got an urge to use the bathroom. So then he's luckily not allowed to continue. He has to stop. If the urge is very significant. So now this interruption wasn't just an interruption. Interruption which was, he was forced to interrupt. Or the room became, possibly the Mishnah Berurah discussed the case where the room became unclean. A child dirtied it or something like that. And they had to interrupt the reading until that was cleaned up. So there's something which is causing the interruption. So that situation, you have to go back to the beginning. Miyo Eimla Lebarcha to Pam Sheni, you don't make a new bracha. That's a machloikis and this halacha of Shehiya, whether you have to go back or not. Okay.
What happens at Kriyas HaTorah? I mean, this is Kriyas Shema, this is Deraisa. Okay. What if it's something like Rabbanah, like Kriyas HaTorah? What if someone just, at the end of a parsha, a pasuk, you just quiet for 5 minutes?
It's the same thing. It wouldn't be my. Now. Now, so why does he make another bracha? Because the Mishnah Berurah there raised the difference, like Dr. Friedman was saying, possibly the difference in the Derais and the Rabbanon, said that since Megillah is the Rabbanon, the Arshitas hold it, that even in the case of Oinus, you don't have to go back. So at least in regards to making a bracha, he tells you that you shouldn't do that. Okay. A filusach yutes, even if he didn't just stand there quietly, a filuposka beemsa hamigila besicha, he spoke in the middle. Rishal yet his other, obviously they waited in that situation. It wasn't, now, we're not talking about that the Balkari is continuing. He's the Balkari, where he's reading for himself, and he spoke in the middle. He continues from where he stopped. The problem here was that the kure interrupted my speaking. Right. Now the problem is when the Shemaiah speaks, that means he's not hearing what the Baal Kareh is saying. He missed part of the kriyah. Even losing one word, like many opinions, you're not yet to the Megillah if you miss a word. So in that situation, everybody has to have a sefer to read from. Sometimes when they're clapping Haman, it's hard to hear, and the Baal Kareh goes weiter. So that if you fill in the words that you're missing from the Chumash, that's all that you're to be yevet. He really moves off from the topic into this general issue of if you don't hear some of the words of the Baal Kareh, you're not yevet. Okay. However, we rebuke strongly a person who speaks. The kibbutz shebarach aleha, since he made a bracha, ain. Allah has been time ad la'achar kol mitzvah. Preferably, the bracha you should not speak in between. You should the bracha should go lechatchila on the whole mitzvah. It should not be interrupted.
What do you mean, Yotzi, or Kompanim, the Abed? Even if you didn't say the words in this?
I'm sorry, but I'm not sure. What's your question?
What do you mean, but having said Yotzi, or Kompanim, the Abed?
The halacha of reading from the reading. No, he means if you're reading from a Chumash, it's Bidi Abed. But at least Bidi Abed, you're Yotzi.
Said v'yotzei before v'yotzei mashkari al kol ponim michumash.
Right.
V'yotzei al kol ponim
michumash. Okay. Fine.
See what it says in 23, if people, Kanievsky says that if people are making too much noise, you can tell them, even talk to them with your word. Tell them to shah.
Good evening, Mr.
Maravis. Yeah. Okay. Sivov. Akaris and Megillah, Yotz, a person who read the Megillah out of water, he's not Yotze, which means an earlier Pasuk. He reads a later Pasuk earlier and an earlier Pasuk later. They're out of water. Okay, now. Kara Pasuk Echad, Medillah Gashen, and Makara Shli Shiva Hakakosa, and Makara Shane, and Lo Yotze. Nesha Kara, Lamafreya Pasuk Echad. So the Mafrei applies not only to words, it applies to Eretz Parshiyos with the Psukim also. You read Pasuk number 1 and Pasuk number 3, and then you went back and read Pasuk number 2, so it's out of order. Elketi Yasa, Maslavi Pasuk Sheni, Mishashocha, Makaral, Seder. So he read Pasuk Aleph, he forgot Pasuk Beis, he went to Pasuk Gimel, he has to go back to Pasuk Beis and read Beis and then Gimel again also. He read the later psukim before the earlier psukim. Even when pasuk is out of place, it's a problem because it kamei. Who then heichal shakar parsha shniya kadam the rishayna, or a later section before an earlier section. Dilah shenim kara shlishi. Who then imkara ech achar dilah kolam megillah. He finished off the rest of the megillah. He forgot one pasuk. Or he finished up a whole topic, and then he put in the pasuk that he skipped, lo yotze, he has to go back from that pasuk and read straight. One word out of order is also not acceptable. You have to go back from that point and read straight. So he read 1, 3, 2, 4. So if he read 1, 3, 2, he has to read 3 again. Sif Zion. Curse of Megillah al Pel lo yotzi lechavasa. If you read the Megillah, not from a sefer, you're not yotzi. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah over here raises a question. We already discussed this before. Mishnah Berurah Chavchadal. Karak Sober, Makar B'Liel, B'Sif Gimel. He already said this before. We said qualifications that depends on what you're skipping, etc. It's different than a regular Kriyas HaTorah that over here, one a word, Baal Peh, is acceptable, possibly up to half of the Megillah, as long as it's not something which is the beginning of an Inyan or end of an Inyan, etc. Because he said you could have Megillah, which is missing words, is also kosher. So obviously you're reading a Baal Peh. So why is he saying it again over here? Because of Shnokat. The next few halachas are going to be quotes from the Rambam, and therefore he just wanted to quote the whole piece of Rambam. So he started from where the Rambam starts. The Rambam starts with the din of kara, the din of kara shemigil al peh. Ches. Haloyes sheshomes a megillah haksuba b'loshon hakodesh b'kisvei hakodesh. Person who only speaks a foreign language heard a megillah being read, written in loshon hakodesh, which means the, you know, the ksav shuris, etc., everything the way it's supposed to be. I'll be sharing a day of mash hamarim yatzerech b'asi. Even though he doesn't understand what he's hearing, since it's being read in loshon hakodesh, he's yatzer. Chafei b'kisvei hakodesh. No, the Mishnah Berurah says the phrase b'kisvei hakodesh doesn't not really very clear what that means. B'ksav hakodesh b'chein egirsa b'ramam retzlemer b'ksav hashuris. So it's lashon hakodesh written ksav hashuris. He has no idea how to read it. No idea what it's saying. He's still yotzei. Yotzei chavos. Even though he doesn't understand, why is that? I'll prove it to you. The Mora says the ha'chashtronim b'nei haramochim gamanan lo yadin en mahu. We don't know what every word in Megillah means. We don't know exactly what Akrashtranim and Bnei Haramachim, we don't know what those words mean. But we're still Yotze. And that's a quote in the Gemara. So, El Alabin and El Mitzvah's Kriya, the Pesum and Nisa. We need the main point has to be conveyed, and that's the Mitzvah. We have to read it, and that expresses the Nes. But that we understand every word is not necessary. So once you're going to read it, people are going to ask, what's going on? What's we're talking about? So that's called Pesuminisa. Filo b'chadchila nami. So Lashon here is b'diavad. It's not even b'diavad, it's even chadchila. Shemach yotzin gam kein anoshim amei oritz. That's why people which are not necessarily learned don't know anything about the Megillah. They don't really understand Hebrew. Lashon HaKodesh, the still Yotze. Because we got him called Yerushalayim Minochan, she had a Megillah Bechere, Beyodah Likwag Mila Bemila Belechisham, she had Shalishmer, and a Shliach Tiber, a call, Beprat, Shanorim, Mevalbalim. I'm not sure why he keeps throwing in random places that you have to make sure that you hear every word. He keeps like repeating it. So it's better to have your own Megillah.
Does that still apply nowadays with smaller, perhaps smaller shuls than?
You have a place where you have control. You need to make sure that, you know, kids aren't making a noise which makes it difficult to hear. So even then, it's not so easy. Okay, Tess. So the first case was written in Loshon. It was written by Loshon HaKadosh B'Ksav HaKadosh. It's written in Hebrew. The Ksav HaShuris. Ha'izik Tuba Targum. The Megillah was written, translated into Aramis, or Beloshon Acheris, Meloshon Zoakum, or a different language. Lo yotzi dechavosoi bekriyaso, el hamakar oiso haloshon muvad. Then you're only yotzi if you understand the language. Avim hoyis aksuba beksav ivri, ukro Aramis, la arami lo yotzi. She gives us that kara al peh. Now that's only, but let's say, is written in the Ksav Ivri, Lashon HaKodesh, and you read it translating as you're going. So you're not reading it from the Sefer, you're reading it from, because it's the Hebrew word, you're not saying the Hebrew word, you're saying the translation, and it was in the days of Achashverosh, And it says no Hiba Me'ach HaShirosh in there, but you said, and it was in the days of. So you're not reading from the Sefer, you're reading Ba'al Peh. So the curry is in Yerzeh, the Shemeh is in Yerzeh, fine. The Rambam adds that if the alphabets are switched, as long as the words are written, that would also be valid. Now that's what the Rambam holds. I'm not sure what he means, you know. So you have a Megillah written in Hebrew letters. It says, "And it was in the days of," you know. So you know, Aleph Nun Dalet, and I T, you know, Aleph Tez. It was, you know, Vav Aleph, you know, Zion, and it was, you know. I don't know if that's what he means, but it just sounds like.
What else could it mean?
I don't know. That's what it means.
Are you saying the Gemara's
Kavanah
may be different than what Mishabruz
explaining? Let's see the Mishabruz. Mishabruz had some points over here. Isaac Suba Targum. Rafilok Tzav Hayik Shuris. Gam Ken Lo Yotze Mishen Amakar Eloshin. If it's written in Aramaic, even though what you wrote, used to write it was the Tzav Hashuris alphabets, so it has some element of Kisvei Kodesh is lit Ksav Ashuris, but you're not Yotze if you don't understand what you're reading. Amar Hayis Ksuba, and he said, if however it was written Ksav Ivri, and you read it Aramis, the Aramis is Liyotz, it's Lormer. Amos Dominion Shayotze Mishum Shemakar Eloshin, that Allah that you're Yotze by recognizing the language is Midafkim Kari Beloshin Akosav Megillah. You're reading what it says. You're translating as you're going. Even though he recognizes, he understands, obviously, he's translating, he understands both. And a yotze, but Tom can look at me. It's written, in Lashon HaKadosh, and Kroa Arami Sarami. So Ashminan, the Alpha Gav the Shemegillah the Fon. He's reading from a Megillah. He looks at each word and translates it and says it in that other language. But I mean, is that ought to be Kur Al Peh? That's not really Kur Al Peh. That's what he would have said. Kamash Mon, the Gav is Elo Yotze. That's not called reading the Megillah. It's called you're saying words about Peh. So neither one is Yotze. Even if the Baal Kari already was Yotze his Kriya earlier with a different Kriya, and he's just doing it for the Shemaya. Neither the Shemaya nor so the Baal Kari is not being Yotze now anyway. It doesn't make a difference. Lamai said he's not reading in a way which he would be Yotze if he needed to be Yotze, so the Shemaya is not Yotze either. Rambam says, but we're not worried about what Ksav is written in. Alvein Lochash, what's the learn? The Lakabdinan, Shaydavka, but Ksav, Shaloshan, Zesha, Kare. It doesn't have to be the alphabet of the language that he's reading in. Feel how Haloshan gift is. So the words were giftis words, but the letters of the alphabet were elomis letters. He has to be able to read it. See, he recognizes those letters. He knows the language that he's reading. So he's got everything he needs. So that's how this is the Beis Yosef. So the Rambam is quoting the Beis Yosef over here. So the Mishabra, well, Kama Poskim Cholkim Sirlu, the Megillah B'Choloshin Shehi, Enek Shera Li Krispo, Filo Loyaz El Kekshav Shelo Ashuris. That, you say it was written in a different Loshin, it can be written in a different Loshin, but it has to be Dafka in Ksav Ashuris.
What your bonus?
As opposed to the case of the over here was the, you're using the Russian. You're I'm reading to you in Greek. But I'm using the Russian alphabet.
Skip this Greek. Give this.
Whatever. Saying, you know, I'm just saying.
It's not. I thought it was Egyptian or something. Give this is Greek.
No, it's just saying emotional. So be comparable to a case where a person's reading in Greek, but he's reading from using the Russian alphabet.
Isn't Yavanis different? Did the Gemara talk about Yavanis as it is acceptable?
The more talk of Yavanis being acceptable, not by Megillah, but by the general, by possibly by Bechal, by Kisei Kaddish.
Oh, but not by the Megillah then.
Not Megillah specifically. Specifically, other shonas are acceptable. So, but there's a common question which Paskin that Madarman the Gemara is a Rambam Gamliel. We don't pass on Rambam Gamliel and Hasi Dafka Ksav Ashuris. But we are saying that you could have a different language, but the letters you use are Ksav. In other words, it has to be in Ksiva. It has to be called Ksiva. Mm-hmm. Ksav Ashuris is called Ksiva. So you wrote it in Ksav Ashuris. The words that you wrote were you know from a different language. He says he lists where he brings that there are many poskim which are beholding the mechaber as well. We're going with the opinion which you can write it in a different language. It's written, you know, in the French alphabet and it's French words, and I'm reading it. He doesn't recognize that language. But the person he's reading it to understands the language. And since the one who's reading it would not be Yotze, because for him, reading in any other language does not count. So the person who hears him can't be better than him. Vice versa, if the person who's reading it knows what he's talking about, the person who's hearing it doesn't understand that she's not Yotze either. So the one who's listening didn't hear about the Nes. We don't do any of this, we just basically use the Hebrew Lashon HaKodesh Megillah, read Lashon HaKodesh. Zot the mechaber yod misha yedei alaz yedei asheris and yotze balaz v'yishar misha yotze. So this leniency which we had for a person to use a different language was a person who did not understand Lashon HaKodesh ksav asheris, but a person who knows would understand that knows how to read ksav asheris, so then you're not yotze in a different language, and some say that you are hagoa. Even though it's switched from one language to another, as long as you understand both languages, you're fine. Okay. The way he presents it, we have a general rule, and the Chavar said two opinions, and he says the first opinion is Stam, the second opinion is the Yesh Armim. The Iker is like the first opinion, or the opinion which is presented as Stam. I wouldn't tell you so you'd have to redo it, but you wouldn't make a new bracha. But mispara person the day zu ein lo lohitzi afilu le mi shenam meivin loshana kaddish. Given kriyosa lo mahani lo baatzmai havel kemi shenam mechuy bedaber shenam moitzi acher. This is a fascinating thing. So the rule we kept saying was if you can't be yotzi yourself that way, you can't be yotzi somebody else. So this person who knows two languages and can read it in Ksav Ashuris, who is there from Mekuyev to according to the Mechaber, can't then read it in a different language. He might see somebody. He knows Lashon HaKodesh and he knows Swedish. Right? So he can't read it in Swedish to somebody else because he should be reading it in Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, he can't be Moitzi somebody else. Vishem Rishi Yotze. This that we read in a different language. He You can't translate what you don't know. We don't know exactly what Hachashtarim B'nei Ramachim means, so we have no right to translate it. So the only way you'd be Yerzei reading in different languages is those four, three words you have to read in Lashon HaKodesh, because that's for sure what it means. There are Hachashtarim, it's B'nei Ramachim, it's whatever that means, but that's what it is. But you have no right to translate it. Well, I think it means, you know, female mules. That's wonderful. But Chamor says, we don't know what it means. So so you can't, those three words have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, then he says, if a person switches into Lashonas in the middle, B'Shem Lashonas, the guy mixes a Megillah B'Lashon Echad, a Mixasa B'Lashon Acheris, you switch the language in the middle. Definitely, even if we're being lenient loud, you have to use a foreign language, it should not be changed from one language to the other. So here we just said over here that according to Machaber, if you're not a reading Lashon HaKodesh, you can't read a Lashon Laz. So Christ says, listen, that's very nice, but the women don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, so let's, you know, we take a Megillah written in Yiddish, and we'll read it to them in Yiddish, because they understand Yiddish, they understand English. The problem is, you, Baal Karei, know Lashon HaKodesh, so you can't be Yotze yourself like that, because you would require the way the Machaber said, you'd have to read a Lashon HaKodesh, so you can't read it for somebody else in a different language.
Even if you already read it.
But it has to be done in a way that theoretically you could be Yotze with. Yesh limchus, lama zayin. Tamadover. Mishun the gemorim karim and vinim b'loshon ha-kodesh, but the people who are reading it know loshon ha-kodesh. And yesh lochus adat ha-poesim sh'sarvin d'hecha sh'hu meivin loshon ha-kodesh, and Yotze b'kriya b'laz. So according to the Mechaber's opinion before, you're not yet in that situation. Therefore, you can't be with somebody else. We don't know how to translate that. We just said it's not supposed to do two Lashonas. So reading it in French and then putting them through those three words in Lashon HaKodesh and then back to French is wrong. So this is not L'chadchila to do this. We should stop you if we could. Even though it's written in Laz, the Laman Kes, the Loksuma Balaz, Rachmayan and Matargan Balaz, Havali Karal Pevach, Leo Balav Hakilo Yotze. In the case where it was not written. It was not written in Laz. It was written in Lashon HaKodesh, and he's translating as he goes along. So in that situation, it's not going to work anyway, and therefore you can't be much to somebody else. Even the people which have the situations where they're reading 2 days in a row because they're not sure about the status of a day, so it's only kriya misofik. Even kriya misofik, you should be machmer not to do in Lashon Laz. Fine, okay. The Laz issues, which are very not common nowadays, are behind us. Yud Beis, kro misnamnem. A person read it while he's somewhat dozing. As long as he did not fall into a deep sleep, he's yotze. Because we say he obviously was awake, alert to some level. Haraya, he read it, right? I sit here like this sometimes. However, listening being misnam name, we have no indication from the fact that you're listening that you were really listening, you dozed off.
What does Ksav Ivri mean?
Okay. Lamates, Kro Misnamnim. Misnam Nikra Kagoyim, what does Misnamnim mean? He's not totally asleep. If you would talk to him, the person would be able to respond to you. However, to think something through logically, his mind's a little bit cloudy. But if you present it to him, he'd understand it. That's the level of spacing out that's allowed. So we have to have some level of kavanah over here. So he must be, he had that. That's what the Prima Gadim says. Now the Sharatzian says, I have a different idea. We discussed this somewhere along the way. I don't remember exactly where. The din of having kavanah to mochi somebody, or kavanah to yotze mitzvah, I have to kavanah to yotze mitzvah. So, it's kiyah shofar. So before I start blowing, I have kavanah. I'm blowing the shofar for the shei mitzvah. I don't have to kavanah every single tiyah. The shei mitzvah. I have kavanah before I start the mitzvah. The shei mitzvah. So before I start reading the Megillah, I have kavanah. I'm doing the shei mitzvah. I don't have to have kavanah every single word. The shei mitzvah. Take a look at the Sharatin Lama test. When he is dieting, he's a daichik. Rashi Pirish al Yodel Adure Sora. Shum Shahu Bo Bimidas Alev. Explaining a logic is because that you have to, you need understanding, and that he's lacking it in this stage of semi slumber. Can a neima shows Yechavin Machshav to Lotzis? But so how does he have kavanah to focus to be yotze when he can't focus? After Shlomo Bereshitas, the correct answer is simple. Kivin Lotzis Ein Sarah B'chol Teva. Before the kriya starts, you have intent. I'm going to be yotze with this kriya. The nidman didn't happen before the kriya started. It happened during the kriya. So that's the case. They'd be yotze because you had kavanah beforehand.
So that works for other mitzvot also, the kiddush. As long as
you're just mechavim
before.
Correct. As long as you're continuing the mitzvah, that it's all one. Your original intent to set up what you're doing, and that remains true for the rest. Okay, so if the person's reading his misnam name, he's yotz mem. Back in the Mishnah Berurah. What then? Hashemem men or gam ken yotzo. As long as the words were said properly, you would say, can't cause a miri. So he has to come to him, might see the person who's listening, he's misnam name. After the misnam name, you have to come to him, the Marish Chosha, but Chilas Akriya, cut him misnam name, Lahoitzi Hashemim. Again, the same idea. He had Kavanah before he started to be might see everybody, and that, so the rest of the Kriya is all going with that assumption. But if the person is Shemeya, Misnam name is not Yotze. The Kriya Kimin Shakare Kuroi, Remuchach Drami Anav Shelon Rashaper. The fact that even though he's somewhat dozing, he got the words out properly, means he apparently was focused enough to say the words. Mashenkin Mishmiya, the Vali Chotzeloi Kamatavis. But a person who is Shemeya Misnam name, we have to assume that he missed many words. Okay. So the question which we mentioned last week, I think it was, maybe 2 weeks ago. So the problem is, so then how do we deal with spacing out? And this is like, you know, dozing somewhat. How about spacing out? So spacing out is a problem because, again, you didn't hear the words. So I told you over from the Chumas or Eret Svi, from the Chief Rumer, the person took over the after marriage, he was empty, to came to Rishiva in Chachmi Lublin. So he has Chumas Eretz Tzvi. So he says over there that if a person spaces out, and when he spaces back in, he knows where he is immediately. He doesn't have to search for the place. It means at some level he was listening. So then you're yotze. So when the person spaces out, and when he spaces back in, he says, oh, where? He's got to looking where he is, means he didn't hear the words. So then he would have to go back and read those words. He's not yotze. So that's why I hold the age of chinuch for Kriyas Megillah is about the age of 50 or so. I don't understand how you can ask a 9-year-old, you know, talk about chiyuv chinuch on a 7-year-old. The Mishnah talks about a 7-year-old chiyuv chinuch focus. I mean, those kids were not at the Sesame Street in those days. Right? Nowadays, adults can't do that.
With all the electronic gadgets.
Yud Gimel. He is writing a Megillah. Shagar Pasuk with Megillah Shumatik Mimenu B'Kaisu. So there's a Megillah in front of him, which he's using as the source, and he's writing another Megillah. So when he looks at a Pasuk, reads it, writes it down in the new Megillah. Now you can't be here to the Megillah he's writing, because right now he has a Megillah in front of him. Right? Because it's not written yet. So the case is, but he had another Megillah in front of him which was written already, which he's being Yotze from. Now, how is he doing that? He's reading a pasuk from the old Megillah. He says the words, then he writes it. And this is how he goes back and forth. You could be Yotze like that. The one he's writing from has to be a full Megillah. A person was correcting Megillah, and as he's correcting, he reads himself. This is he reads. He says the words to make sure he got everything right, and then he makes the correction. We had before because Megillah, which is missing a word, is kosher. So it has a possible word which it needs to be corrected is also kosher. But you have to have it's written, and he says the words. Now that came in Hayadarsha, Shakara Pasik with Megillah Shlema Vadarshoi, in Kivali Balotse Shadechavasar Yotze. He believes he spoke in between. Myself by the fact that he read that Pasik. Well, Yafzi Bob Binyana Macherim Kishadarsha, Shosal Hafzi Bob Binyana Macherim. But as long as you're talking about the Megillah itself, we could argue that's not considered an interruption. You're talking about the Megillah, what these words mean. So that's just clarifying what you're saying. I'm not making, I'm just explaining what I just read. We could argue that's not considered a hafzik. Okay. Let's hold it here. We'll pick on the Shabbos tomorrow. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem,
we can argue what's not considered a hafzik.
Being derishit.